Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got the Carbon School District Nutrition Coordinator. I've got Tanya Jones with me. And we're going to talk all about school lunch. There's some changes that have happened to the school lunch program, the free lunch and reduced lunch. You know, the last couple of years is kind of been absolutely free because of COVID funds. Well, that's gone away. So you need to re-register for that. How much is lunch going to cost your kids this year when they go to school? And then where can we find menus and things of that nature? Very useful website put out by the district. Tanya, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start right out of the gate, because this has been a big thing that you guys have wanted to talk about. We actually started talking about it clear back at the beginning of the summer, and that is the free and reduced lunch program.
Yes.
Because there are serious changes that are going to it this year that you haven't had to deal with the last couple, right?
Yeah, we haven't had to deal with a lot of, you know, we didn't have the free, we had the free, and now we don't have the free. And so the prices are going to be charged for breakfast and for lunch this year because we don't have that free. So we would like everybody that can put in an application for free and reduced lunches.
And this is one of those things that we talk about, that even if you think you might not qualify,
yeah,
please do it, because
yes,
it's not just really looking at the reduced lunches. It helps the entire district, doesn't it?
Yes, like Title I, for our aides, that comes from that. Also, we need the CSD grants, you know, various programs, the community grants, any of those around are affected by these free and reduced applications that come in.
So a lot of things, that plays into a lot of things. And where, if people are interested and want to do it, it's all online too, is it not?
Yes, it's all online. You can go right to the Carbon School District website and go to the child nutrition portion. And we have the applications right there where you can just click on. We have a QR code just to make it as easy as possible.
And get in there, get it registered, get signed up. And once again, even if you think you may not qualify, it's a great thing to do for the entire district, because there is money that is tied to this. And it's, if you do it, it helps out the entire district. And it may even help you out when it comes to spending money for your lunch for your kids and things like that. Because it's a big thing when you start telling schools, you know what, You're not going to have as many aides this year as you mm-hmm. had last year, and those kinds of things. And that's where this money goes.
Yes.
And that's what helps with those things.
So yes, it helps a lot.
It's very important that you do that and get on and do that. Is there a deadline that they need to do it by? Or
no, there is not. But the earlier the better, because it will take it clear through the school year and then possibly into the starting of the next year as well.
Okay. So get in good as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. And get that taken care of. And here we are talking about reduced lunch. What is the cost for lunches this year? And I know it's different at the different schools, elementary, middle, and high school. What is the cost for lunch and breakfast this year?
Okay, so elementary breakfast is $1.50. Lunch is $2. For the middle school, it's $1.75, and lunch is $2.25. At the high school, breakfast is $2, and lunch is $2.50.
So it's still a really good deal.
Yes, it is. It really is.
And so if you're interested in those kinds of things, that's what it's going to cost you for your kids to have lunch and breakfast this year at school. Not a bad thing. Not a bad thing at all. And then finally, we wanted to wrap up with, on your website, you have menus for all the different schools, or is it just broke down, or is elementary all the same, or how does that all work?
Elementary's pretty much the same. The high school and the junior high have more options.
Okay.
But they can find that on the website. They can also, in the family portal where they go to apply for the free and reduced, there is also a place in there that you can also find the menus there. So we do have several places that you can find them, and they're pretty easy to access.
So get on there, and you know what? The one of the best days of my kids' lives when they were in elementary school, middle school and high school, not so much. But the best days is when, you know what, when mom and dad came and had lunch with them.
Yep.
Get on there. Pick a day that you want to go and have lunch with your kiddo and go and hang out, because now you can tell exactly what they're going to have and when they're going to have it. So everything is right there, and you just go, it's on the school district page, and you click on the child nutrition tab. Is that where it's at?
Yep.
All right. So I guess we're ready for school now.
We're getting there. We're closer every day.
We'll get there. Hopefully you're there by the 17th, right?
Yes.
That's all that matters.
Yes.
All right. Tanya, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We appreciate you taking out the time, and we're going to let you go back to school now.
All right.
All right. Once again, it's Tanya Jones, the Child Nutrition Director for the Carbon School District, talking about lunches. And before we get out of here, one more time, if you think you may or may not, it doesn't matter, qualify for reduced lunch, go on their website, get that form filled out, because it does so much more for the district than just take care of reduced lunch. Okay, please do that. Now, for more interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.